Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
This is Nathan Ruggles here with you on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being with us here today. I'd like to extend some thanks to the Apple Tree Media Works as well as IBEW Local 5. We appreciate their support and sponsorship for all that we do here at the Union Edge. So it's our pleasure to have on the line here with us with the Alliance for Retired Americans. It's Rich Fiesta back with us. Rich, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Nate, and as always, great to be back with you too.
So we know that the tax issue of taxes, the proposals coming in and out of Congress there over the last weeks have been quite the talk, and this has an impact on retirees, correct?
Yes, what they're trying to rush through Congress right now, literally coming out of closed door rooms, is really remarkable in the fact that there have been no hearings. There hasn't even been any kind of proper economic analysis or the effect on the economy. But what we know for sure is a number of these provisions are going to be very harmful to current and future retirees. So we, the Alliance for Retired Americans, are as geared up as we possibly can of having our members visit House and Senate members' offices, writing letters to them, doing emails, writing letters to the local media as well, posting things on Facebook pages just to show how bad the proposals are and the harmful effects they'll have individually and on the economy.
Well, you know, I have to say it is great to hear that you are giving the opportunity to retirees from across the country to get involved and make their voices heard. Because it's one thing for us, to talk about these issues. But what's really going to matter when it comes to what Congress ends up doing is if they hear from their constituents, and whether it's, like you're saying, whether it's the emails, the letters, whether it's, people coming to the office as they're visiting, this is what's really going to make the difference in the outcome. If people are going to affect this legislation, that's what's going to be required, right?
That's right, Nate. You can never underestimate the power and force of grassroots activism, no matter where you are in your stage of life. You may have seen on television and the media there. We saw it during the attempts to repeal health care, and now again during the tax bill, what are called the little lobbyists, young children and their parents who have high needs because of medical conditions doing rounds in Washington, for example.
Sure.
Or people like our seniors at the Alliance for Retired Americans visiting congressmen and senators' offices back home in their states and districts.
And this makes a real difference. It's one reason we like you guys, because you're involved with doing this real work, which is required to really help get things done. Now, I would like to jump into some of the details that we're hearing in terms of, obviously, people are still combing through all these pages of the tax proposals that we've seen. And obviously, you still have to reconcile things between that House version and that Senate version, which are different in many significant ways. But what are your biggest concerns about what you're hearing in terms of what we know in these proposals?
Sure.
Seniors?
I think key one is the ability to deduct medical expenses if you are a person or a tax filer with high medical income or high medical spending, let's put it that way. Current law is that if you itemize, that's Schedule A for the tax form, you can deduct medical expenses if they are more than 10% of your income. Used to be, until the 1980s, it was only a 3% threshold, and then got moved to 7.5%. In the last few years, it's been 10. So taxpayers have been taking it on the chops for their medical expenses to begin with. But the House totally removed that provision, so any medical expenses can't be deducted. The Senate version has put it back at 7.5%. So that's a major issue that needs to be reconciled. And when you look at who takes that deduction, it's about 9 to 10 million people, and most of them are older Americans and retirees who, either through their own insurance or Medicare and other health care, still have very high costs that are affecting their income. And this has been a huge help for them to try and keep their financial ship afloat.
Well, and we know, unfortunately, that even with the Affordable Care Act and reforms to our health healthcare system that have improved things for so many people, that bankruptcy due to healthcare expenses still remains is a huge issue for too many Americans. And the idea that folks can't even deduct some of these extremely expensive medical procedures, and whether it's, you know, pharmaceuticals or such and such, the idea that they could be taken away from them, it has to put a number of people in jeopardy, I can only imagine.
Yeah, you're right, Nate. It's just really appalling to do something like that and then have, on the other hand, the wealthiest income makers and the wealthiest corporations be showered with tax benefits that for corporations will last forever. And in the case of the estate tax, which is really 0.00-something 1% of the population,
right,
is either going to be eliminated or heavily curtailed, depending if you look at the House or the Senate version, and yet to pay for it by cutting back on the ability to deduct very important medical expenses on people who, just the fact that they're deducting them means they have a health crisis in themselves and in their families.
That's right. So they're already faced with that health crisis. It's terrible to imagine them being a financial crisis as well. I mean, even though we know that, you know, Medicare, one of the most successful government programs of all time, that seniors, by and large, really like their Medicare, and the approval percentages and ratings for Medicare is much higher than private insurance generally. And we know you guys have been doing so much to fight to keep Medicare solvent and make sure to keep it there for our seniors, that having this deduction, though, is such an important thing for many, as we can imagine. The idea that is being threatened by this tax plans coming out of Congress is quite disturbing. Anything else that you're seeing coming out of this tax plan that to you really you're seeing is a great concern?
Well, along with the inability to deduct all or any of your medical expenses is the artificial limitation on the ability to deduct state and local taxes. Now, this has been something in the tax code from its very beginning in 1913, that the ability to deduct state and local taxes, otherwise you end up with double taxation, is being, again, severely either curtailed or eliminated as well. So that's a very, very bad thing, because a lot of people between the state and local taxes and then their real estate taxes, especially seniors who've worked a lifetime to build up equity in their home, and now as they have lower incomes in retirement, are going to be hit with these artificial caps of either limited deductions or no ability to deduct either state and local or in the property taxes. So that is a very, very important concern for us at the Alliance for Retired Americans.
Well, and two, these examples you've given us, you know, these are concerns for Americans across the board. Many Americans who would deduct medical expenses or their state and local taxes would see a hit in terms of their income. But obviously a particular concern to retirees and seniors who might be in fixed incomes, right? And they don't have an ability to somehow offset that by increasing their income or going to work and trying to get a raise or fighting for a raise in their workplace that might help offset these things. They certainly don't have those sort of options.
Yeah, that's exactly right, that their incomes are limited in their retirement to what they may have through Social Security or a retirement plan that they either negotiated or have from their former employer, plus whatever savings they have as well. So it's not like you can go out and get a full-time, high-paying job now just to pay the taxes that are going to be thrown onto you. So it's a very, very tough situation, especially for older Americans and retirees.
And one other aspect, too, I want to ask you about is that my understanding is that, you know, if you're going to be cutting all these taxes, particularly for the wealthiest among us and for corporations, and reducing the amount of revenue coming in, that what's going to be required in the years looking forward with less money coming in, they're going to have to cut things on the other end. So many programs that we depend on, and particularly seniors, when you're looking at Social Security, when you're looking at Medicare, when you're looking at Medicaid, are you concerned about threats to cuts to those programs that will be required if the revenue isn't there?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Nate. This is kind of one shoe dropping now with the exploding deficit that will happen because of this tax bill and the way the cuts are skewed to the wealthiest individuals and the biggest corporations, that already here in December we have the cat out of the bag, where people like Paul Ryan in the House and Marco Rubio in the Senate are already saying, well, we'll have these high deficits next year, and the only way to get the debt and deficit under control is to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. So this is clearly part of a two-step plan to really cut the underpinnings of the social insurance system of this country. And we have to be on guard not only for this month in December, but during the entire year that's coming upon us, too.
And, you know, looking ahead, like you were suggesting, it's not just about your tax bills coming up this April or next. It's about retirees in the future, right? The year from now, the next year, the next generation even, being faced with cuts to these programs, which are the most successful programs we've seen that kept people out of poverty dating back to World War II, and it provided health care for seniors for decades now. The idea that those could be threatened by this tax cut is just so incredibly disturbing.
It really is, and you hit the nail right on the head that it's in plain sight, it's hiding in plain sight, so to speak, that this tax bill will explode the debt and deficit to give tax relief to the wealthiest families and the biggest corporations, and yet at the same time, these same people who are doing that are saying, we can't afford to have Social Security and Medicare, for example, especially Social Security, which is all private money. It's the money workers and their employers pay into the system.
That's right.
And there's no other government money coming into it, and it doesn't even affect the debt, but it's an ideology that is just bent on running down this path.
Well, Rich, we do have to get out of here, but you guys are obviously doing great work. Where can people find out more about what you do?
Sure, we're easy to find, Nate, at the Alliance for Retired Americans. Website's www.retiredamericans.org. Also have a Facebook page as well. You can find out where our state and local chapters are and where we are on the issues.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rich.
Appreciate it, as always.
As Rich Fiesta with the Alliance for Retired Americans, this is Nathan Ruggles with the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.